Studios. It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man, the community. Sup, hot. Tell him your name sent you.
A3.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe.
I digress.
And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of that dogger. This up for yourself. Make it enough. Sup, hot.
And tell him your name sent you. Sent you.
Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast.
Welcome to That Podcast, episode 440. I am your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell them what time it is.
Lordy, lordy, Joe. Look who's 40.
We are.
Yeah.
That was a tough watch.
And the Bear, they came in and said, we're coming off a bye week.
Yep.
We're going to make sure that we're not stale.
Right.
They were stale.
Yep.
But I'll give them credit, man. They jumped.
In the heat of a summer night. Yeah.
In the second half.
Yeah.
Right into a soft, flaccid penis that is called the Miami Dolphin.
That's right.
However.
Yep.
They didn't last.
Yeah, it was awful. Well, I shouldn't say completely awful.
There were good things.
Yeah, there were good things. But for the most part, where do we start?
I know, right?
Do you start with the two turnovers in the second half? Do you start with Khalil Mack getting hurt? Do you start with the defense 100% forgetting how to tackle?
That's probably the major... I mean, we were ready to fire Kyle Fuller.
Yes.
And then there's two picks.
Well,
and
the one pick was kind of a gimme pick. The other pick was solid.
There's no gimme picks in the NFL, Joe.
I guess so.
I mean,
it was at the end of the
half. You can drop everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, come on. And we've seen.
But man, the two turnovers were just horrid. The missed field goal in overtime. I mean, the argument we made in our production meeting coming here was it shouldn't have gotten that point.
No.
Right.
That's absolutely correct.
And the defense just... Khalil Mack got hurt. I mean, he went to the tent. He came out with his foot ankle wrapped.
Wrapped. And then we heard not of him...
He was a ghost in the second
since
half.
Then. And come on. Are you gonna rip a guy for that? I mean, people get hurt.
No.
They do stuff.
It's tough to rip him, but at the same point, man, your leading tackler today, by the way, I just looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Roquan Smith.
Really?
Yeah. Roquan Smith.
Okay. Well, I guess that's better than Bryce Callahan because that means typically that means you're stopping somebody at least at
the
second level.
They didn't all game.
But they did not all game.
The second level tackling was atrocious.
It was. It was a touch some guy. It was kind of trying to trip a guy up.
It was
a half arm tackle.
And Vic Fangio needs to hammer home the point of a hit is not a tackle.
Correct.
Running into the guy is not tackling them.
Yeah.
Nor is sticking your hand out
and
having them just run through it like a fucking turnstile.
This is the first time it felt like Tressman's Bears.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, even under Fox, he had Fangio. I mean, and they hit and they wrapped and they completed the tackle.
In the first half, they looked good. Right, the first half, you give the touchdown.
On defense, they did.
You give the touchdown, but,
but
after that, it was pretty much shut the door.
And then other than the bullshit.
But the offense couldn't get going.
Wow.
They just couldn't get going. And we're at halftime, we're thinking, well, they need to make adjustments on offense to get the train rolling. And they did.
When it could have been over, the Leonard Floyd fake.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm telling you straight up.
To the Bears' credit.
Yeah.
They haven't had any of those.
No.
All year.
Correct. I'm going to
say this. Legit or not legit.
I'm going to say this to every defensive player in the NFL who is listening, which is zero. But fair game now on quarterbacks. It's on. Game on.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
That's correct.
Game on. Because if they're going to call what they fucking called on Leonard Floyd today,
nope.
All bets are off.
No.
All fucking bets are off.
He didn't touch his head.
He didn't do anything.
No, he didn't.
Literally nothing.
Nothing.
He hit his arm when he threw the ball.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
And if they're going to call roughing the passer on that bullshit, exactly. then it's game on. Then you might as well get your money's worth.
You show up to a party, you don't bring anything. You say, well, at least I could have done it. It's nothing. And it's like, well, no.
Yeah.
Nothing is nothing. And that's
correct. Correct.
What it happened.
Right. So now it is my advice to every defensive player in the NFL to literally try to hurt the quarterback on every tackle. Because if you're going to get called for ticky-tack shit, you might as well make it worth it.
And the Bears must have just been lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, like fairy dust-wise.
Yeah.
As far as that shit went.
It was just...
Yeah.
That was
if you're going to get called for it...
Is that the reason they lost?
Get something
right.
for it.
Is that the reason they lost? No. Clearly not. Right?
Right. No, it isn't.
Because you had to make plays on that second tier of tackling,
but
and you didn't.
But I mean...
Second half, they didn't.
And this is so
first half, they did.
And this is so frustrating. They fucked it up enough that they could have lost in overtime.
Yep.
And they didn't.
They didn't. I mean, they fumbled on the one.
Right.
They didn't get close enough for Parkey. Parkey missed the field goal. It's a 50-yarder. It's not like it's a chip shot.
No.
Right?
But no, but
at the same point, their guy hit a 47-yarder to win the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah.
I know. 3 yards is 3 yards.
You got to count on your guy for a 50-yarder.
Yeah, I think he had the distance. He just didn't have the accuracy. Whereas the other guy had the distance
but
and the accuracy.
Yeah, and Parkey didn't have the accuracy. Well, we laughed about it.
Right.
What was he, like a 30-yarder? 37-yarder? Yeah. Whatever it was, it kicked in from the right.
You're right.
And then he missed right when they were there.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I can say that the MVP of the offense was Tariq Cohen today.
Oh, my God.
He was incredible.
Yeah, well, you know what? I went in the team picture. I went Taylor Gabriel in there because
So to just go over the numbers real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
On offense, Trubisky 22 of 31, 316 yards, a pick, and a touchdown. Oh, no, sorry, three touchdowns. My bad.
It's still pedestrian, though.
I am blind.
No, but it is, yo.
The attempts and completions are a little pedestrian. The 316 is good. I mean, it was 10 yards per attempt, which is pretty good. He just, the key pick, the pick in the wrong fucking time.
I know. I know.
Rushing the football, your leading rusher was Jordan Howard. 14 carries, 69 yards. He averaged 5 yards carry. He had the big fumble, though. It was like the box score is not indicative of the game. Right?
And 14 touches is about half of what I want that guy to get.
Yeah.
I want 20 to 30.
Yeah, for sure. 14 isn't going to get done.
No.
Receiving-wise, the most catches was Tariq Cohen. 7 catches, 90 yards.
I'm telling you.
But the leading catcher in terms of yardage was Gabriel. 5 catches, 110 yards.
But Robinson came up big.
Yeah, Robinson came up big. Trey Burton on the shovel
pass.
On the shovel pass again came up big. And your leading tackler, like I said, Roquan Smith with 6 tackles and 7 helpers. So all in all, it's a very frustrating game. You figure you're going to have Brock Osweiler out there instead of Tannehill.
Right.
So you've got a bigger shot.
Exactly.
Vegas thought the same thing. Line jumped from 1 to 7. Osweiler was 28 of 44, 380 yards, 3 tuts, and 2 picks. And then rushing Frank Gore, 15 carries, 101 yards.
Yeah. You know what?
And Kenyon Drake, 13 carries, 57 yards, and 1 very big fumble, which he was killing himself over on the sidelines.
The Frank Gore.
Oh, my God.
Makes me think that, maybe that Fountain of Youth is in Miami, my man.
All I know is that he got through the first level.
Yeah.
And there was nobody to tackle him on the second level.
No.
And I don't know if they were running away from Mac. Like, I mean.
Again.
What
we don't know how hurt he is.
Right. We don't know where Mac lies in terms of health.
And by doing this early, we have no idea.
Right.
How much he was in the second.
Yeah, game. I mean, we're doing this 20, 30 minutes after the game. So
where it still stings.
Where it still stings a lot.
Dick Gerard! there's an OB for you.
There's an OB for you. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Like, it's like they had opportunity after opportunity and never capitalized on any of it.
I know, but, God. And this is the thing that gets me. When things did go well, I was surprised.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that's not what a good team does.
No. You're like, oh, look at that. Look at Cohen.
Exactly.
Oh. Like every play, every big play, you're like, oh, what a, oh, Taylor Gabriel. Oh,
and
right? The touchdown, but like that catch by Robinson was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude. And to Trubisky's, he put it exactly where the DB wasn't going to touch it. He's showing signs of it. He's showing signs of being an NFL quarterback.
What was the one that got overturned that we...
That was a illegal formation, I believe. You're talking about the one where the touchdown got called back?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I think it was a legal formation.
Without, okay.
Which we were saying, remember...
So it wasn't the catch. It wasn't the catch.
No. Because we were talking about how they should just whistle it dead.
Right.
If it's an illegal formation or something like that. Because if you really want to protect the quarterback, that's one way to do
that's
it.
That's how you do it.
Is just
if it's on the offense,
just call it
blow it dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought they've been doing that for years.
Yeah, if it's on the offense pre-snap,
yeah,
then just blow it.
Kill it.
Yeah. That's how you protect the quarterback, NFL. You don't protect the quarterback by calling roughing the passer on a guy running into the guy's arm while he's throwing the football.
And blowing, going.
Right. That's not roughing the quarterback. That's not roughing the passer. That's not what that is. So, again, I give all defensive players the go-ahead to just waylay on the quarterback. And that includes any of the Bears' opponents, if that's what it is and what it is.
Well, I mean,
you can't fucking just let mealy ass fucking no penalty shit be called for 15-yard penalties.
Yeah.
So if they're gonna call that play roughing the passer,
right?
As well as the couple of Clay Matthews ones that weren't roughing the passer, even though he's a Packer and we hate his fucking guts.
No, I do hate him.
There were a couple plays where he got called for roughing the passer, and it was not roughing the passer. I've seen bigger hits on passes that the quarterback let go. And was incomplete pass.
Right.
Right.
Well, think about the NBA. I mean, Leonard Floyd hit the ball.
Yeah.
And normally, if you touch the ball in the NBA,
game on.
It's
yeah. As long as you hit the ball first.
Right.
That's what it is in yeah. soccer. As long as you hit the ball
yeah.
first,
yeah.
then no. all bets
Nothing
are off.
For you.
But to just allow the ticky tack bullshit. So now it's. In my opinion, it's fair game on quarterbacks. Now you just open the gates. Like, okay, fuck it. If I'm going to get called 15 yards for it, I'm going to put the fucker out.
And be suspended for the game. What happened to Akeem Hicks last week?
He got fined.
Yeah, but they escorted him from... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he wouldn't leave. Yeah. He was like, I'm not leaving. Like, I'm not leaving. They finally got him to go, and they threw his shoulder pads and helmet in the crowd. That's why he got fined.
Well, you know what?
Like, it's fair fucking game now.
I kind of want that.
This is the league that Roger Goodell wanted. Well, now you're going to fucking get it.
Yeah.
If I'm Vic Fangio, I'm telling every single quarter, every one of my guys,
yeah.
that if you hit the quarterback, mm-hmm. you better fucking put him out. You better end him. Because if you're going to get called for 15 yards anyway, you better fucking make it worth it.
Right. And I guess in the Buckus era, that was always there. I mean, that was every play.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even the Butkus era, in the 85 Bears era, 5 years ago. Right? And I'm all for protecting players, right?
Right.
What they do is a thankless physical job where their brains get mushed.
Sure.
Like, I get it. Okay.
But do you.
You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Right.
You get that for free.
Grown-ass man.
Sure.
These are grown men playing a game that they nobody put a gun to their head to say you had to play. This is the life they chose. This is
right?
What we talked about literally 2 seconds before the show started.
Exactly.
Like, you have to, there's a certain amount of physical risk, right?
Yeah.
And I understand trying to legislate it as much as you can, but there's a point. Right. There's a fucking point.
You know, and I don't want to sound like, again, I don't want to sound like Gran Torino. I don't want to sound like, get off my lawn.
Right.
I remember back when.
Exactly.
I mean, but come on, man. I mean, it's fucking football.
Right.
Correct. You're not.
Just put flags on the quarterback.
It's.
Just put flags on him. Well, you want to keep him safe? Put flags on him.
Yeah.
Just put flags on him. That's it. That's all you got to do. That's it. Two-hand touch.
All right, we're gonna get deep here in a second.
Above the waist.
No, this is what I'm saying. As far as it's gonna become boxing, and it is already skewing that way.
Yeah. Yep.
So, let's go 20s, 30s.
Okay.
Popular sports.
Yep.
Horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing.
That's correct.
And it was pretty much white people.
Yes.
And then we got baseball, correct. And it was three white people sports.
Right. Well, baseball was huge until the Black Sox Black Sox scandal, and then it came, went away, and then came back.
Right. But, yeah. No, but I mean, we're running Sports of Kings. We're doing doing what we're doing.
Yep.
And it's people that you know, this is, they had a proclivity to this, and they can do it, and everything was great. We're getting to the point now where anything that people want to pay for, brown people are going to do. And
maybe.
Okay, talk to me.
But certainly, it's to some, and that this goes for, you know, all people. Sports can be a way out,
right,
of your situation.
That's, but I mean, now boxing, that's it.
It, well, boxing, it's almost all, for the most part, the champions. If you go through the champions list,
yeah,
it's either Hispanics, for mm-hmm. like Hispanics or Filipinos, especially sure. at the lower weights,
right?
Yeah, and it's just, you have to fight your way out in a way, which is fine, like whatever. But there's a thousand ways out. This is the one they chose, right? There's a thousand ways out.
Okay.
You can get a better education. You can go forth and whatever.
How are you going to get a better education, Joe? Who's giving it to you?
Persevere. Well, get it yourself. You just get it yourself.
All right, man. We're not a political podcast.
No. No.
But I'm just saying that I, okay.
But no, I understand your point 100%.
I mean, and by the time that, you know, the Bernsteins of the world
yeah.
say, I want my kid to play non-contact, whatever.
Right.
It's either going to be lacrosse, or it's going to be tennis, or it's going to be golf, yeah. or it's going to be soccer,
yep.
or it's going to be whatever it is. Yep. It's not going to be football.
Nope.
Football still makes, I don't know, more money than any sport
easily
in the world.
Yeah. Yes.
By yep. billions.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And there's only 16 games.
And that's your shot.
Yep.
So, how long before, all right, forget it. No,
I get your point. But my point is, it's a way out for a lot of people.
Yeah.
From low income.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take that away.
No, not at all.
But that shouldn't be the only outlet, I guess is what I'm saying. It shouldn't be I can rap or I can ball.
Right.
I mean, there has to be
yeah.
something else.
You could go get a degree.
How? If nobody in my neighborhood right. goes to school,
right.
if my parents don't go to school,
right.
I mean, how?
You can, and you, in this day and age, there are so many side hustles and so many hustles you can do that don't involve that way out, so to speak.
Okay.
That maybe not even involves college.
Okay.
Right? But the point is that the NFL owes it to their players, right? Don't they?
Absolutely, they do.
And
former players.
But at the same time, it's football.
Mm-hmm.
The game that everybody has spent billions of dollars on, that they've right. earned,
correct,
is not the game that's being played today. It's not. Simply isn't.
Yeah, and I guess the biggest hypocrisy to me is the people that played the game that we, you know, clamor for or yeah. opine for.
Yeah.
Those guys are dying, yes. and nobody cares.
Right.
I mean, yep. the NFL doesn't take care of those guys at all.
They care. Here's Gary Vee pointing this out.
Okay.
They care for about 48 hours.
Until the cycle's over.
Yep.
But that cycle is shrinking
think about this.
Because of the fucking president. And that guy can say something crazy today and tomorrow say something else crazier and everything's wiped out.
Think about this for a minute.
Sorry.
Prince.
Yeah?
Not Prince of Nakamura.
No.
Who played like shit
the today. Purple one.
The purple one.
Yeah. That guy.
He was celebrated for about a week. Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
And that's more than a lot of people.
Right. Who's clamoring for Prince? Who's clamoring for John McClane right now? They're dead. They're gone.
I know.
They got their little window of mourning.
No, I know.
And then it's life moves on.
Apparently it is. I mean, Reagan got 2 weeks. Nixon got kicked into...
Square in the nads.
Well, no. I mean, he was dead and nobody cared like 3 days later.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, Nixon did more progressive, and I can't believe I'm advocating for fucking Richard Nixon right now, but he did more progressive stuff than Bill Clinton did.
Yeah.
And I was a Clinton guy.
Yeah.
It's the time where you're at. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all these Republicans now that are putting out shit saying, oh, yeah, the last time liberals cried this much was when Lincoln freed mm-hmm. the slaves.
Yeah. They just get away with, they're getting with murder. Almost literally. Like, definitely figuratively.
No.
Almost literally.
Saudi Arabia, yeah. If you want to bring that up, but we don't because it's not that podcast. This is sports. This is music. Yes. This is what we do.
Yes.
Yes. Fuck. Yeah. So, Bears.
Bears. Back to the Bears.
Yeah.
And back to roughing the passer. Well, it's, yeah. That's not the reason I lost the game. And the reason I lost the game was because they couldn't tackle. Like, no, they just couldn't play and couldn't tackle. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. I mean, okay. You've got a great front line. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
And
allegedly you have the best defense in the league.
An exceptional
yeah.
linebacking core.
Yep.
So when somebody gets past second level, running,
yeah,
that's a thing.
Yes.
And that happened probably 10 times today.
At least.
And
but Frank Gore ran circles.
It felt like he ran wild. I mean, I know that didn't happen.
Right.
But in my head, after being at a establishment and having a lunch and talking to my good friend Joe, and it felt like it was a thing.
Yeah, and they're going to, again, if Khalil Mack's hurt, if he's hurt, like legit hurt, because it sure seemed like he was, because he was a ghost in the second half,
yeah.
and he was in the tent.
Getting the ankle wrapped up,
then, you know, then it becomes the Bears of old, right? It becomes the Bears pre-Mack. At that point, right?
And I'm glad you brought that up because we talked about it earlier. Bears last year, top 10 defense.
Correct.
Get Roquan Smith in the draft.
Yep.
We're thinking maybe 9-10
yep.
yeah. top defense.
Sure.
You get fucking Khalil Mack and you're automatically number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if he's hurt, maybe you're an 8 or 9. Right.
And they did not play like that today. You know, and there's something I find it hard to believe that Vic Fangio wouldn't scout or prepare just for Ryan Tannehill. Like, that can't be the reason.
He's not that good.
Correct.
It's not like scouting for Tom Brady.
Right.
I mean, Osweiler, lower than Tannehill.
I mean, your number one problem on the Dolphins offense, if you're Fangio, is Frank Gore.
You think?
It should be Frank Gore.
Okay.
You stop Frank Gore and you make them throw the ball.
But we talked about this earlier too. Frank Gore running outside the tackles.
Exactly right.
He never happened.
Never. He doesn't
need to do it.
No.
He's what I want Jordan Howard to be.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. But if you stop Frank Gore, if you make sure Frank Gore doesn't have 100 yards rushing, you make Brock Osweiler beat you. And quite frankly, I'm okay with that.
This is the first 100-yard game the Bears have given up all year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm perfectly okay. 100% okay with Brock Osweiler trying to get Brock Osweiler to beat you. Or even if it's Tannehill, even if Tannehill was in the game. 100% fine with it, but you cannot let Frank Gore do that to you. Because once Frank Gore does that to you, then that opens up everything. So you got to go in there and kick ass and take names to make sure that doesn't happen. And they did not do that to
them. And this doesn't feel like a trap game. Normally, what would happen is you would go in and you'd be like, oh, we're going to win by 30, and you end up losing by 30.
You'd like the Vikings and the Bills.
Right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you show up today, and it was a fucking fight.
It was
a slugfest.
Tooth and nail. And like I said, I don't think you can pin this one other than the turnovers. I mean, obviously the Howard fumble near the goal line, the Trubisky end zone to a guy literally standing there.
Threw it to him.
Hit him in the 22. In the end. Like, he wasn't moving left or right.
It wasn't.
He didn't make a play.
It wasn't, I'm zone timing this.
Correct.
That guy was there.
He was there the entire time.
You could not have missed that.
Correct. And I get, again, 100% get, you know, the failures of Trubisky being a young quarterback. But now we're at the time. He's played his first 16 games, I think. I think that's 16 games for him now. That's it. The gloves are off.
No.
Right?
No. If they were, if they're off now, they were off before. I mean, honestly. Maybe. I mean, if he hadn't have had 2 weeks ago, this would have been a burial.
Yeah,
would have. This would have been, oh my God, who can we go out and trade for? Right. Who can we call off the street? Right. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, but my, true, I mean, 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
he answered every question we had.
He did.
Oh, well, he can't throw deep. Well, yeah, he did. Well, he can't hit a guy when he, yeah he kind of did.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, 2 weeks ago to now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, other than that pick.
He played
You really
well.
Can't put it on him.
No.
I mean, there were a couple of easy throws
yeah.
in our heads.
Correct.
That he missed.
Yep. And also, and like
early,
like I said, the two killers were the Howard fumble
Ugh.
At the two and then the Trubisky pick in the end zone. Just. Mm.
Again. Yeah.
It's two play. I mean,
if those things happen,
it's hard to say.
Talk about the end of the
it's
game.
It's hard to say in a game with four quarters and an overtime. That two plays made the difference for the Bears. But those are the two plays that made a difference for the Bears.
It never felt like either team had it, right?
Right.
I mean, it was always just, it was up for grabs.
Yeah. I mean,
until
then,
it wasn't.
And then in the overtime, where you're
until
like,
the
okay.
ticks.
And then the overtime, oh, we're sunk.
Yeah.
We're done. They're going to score a touchdown, game over.
And we get the ball back.
Fumble on the goal
yeah,
line.
Yeah, baby.
Get the ball back to 20, charge downfield.
Oh, it's us. It's our day.
And
it's our year.
No.
And Cody Parkey now.
And Cody Parkey now. So, oh boy.
Good buddy.
Yeah, Homer, I agree. It was a rough one today.
It was. Not as bad as the Packers. I mean, the Packers just...
Yeah, because there was at least a half of awesomeness in the Packer game. And then there was a half of...
Plus, it's the fucking Packers.
Just, right. Right, exactly.
So, and we have the AFC East...
Four straight games. Yeah. We got Patriots at home, and then I think the Jets at home.
Yeah.
I think both those two games are
all huge. Right,
at
well.
Soldiers Field. We'll see. You know, Belichick will be ready.
Yeah.
The Patriots are the Patriots, no matter what their record are. Record is. No matter what the record is, it doesn't matter. They'll be ready next week. It's another Sunday game. I think that's a nooner, too.
Yeah, man.
I love nooners.
I do, too.
Noon games are great.
Nooners!
As we record this, it's, you know, it's like 4:45 and it's, we got the rest of the day ahead of us. We can do whatever we want.
Absolutely right.
We're in America, man. America. Yeah. We can do whatever we want. I'm grown.
I'm a grown ass man.
Grown ass man.
You don't know me.
I can sit and watch the Bears lose.
You don't
again.
Know me.
Let's watch the Bears lose again.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's not do that.
No.
Awful.
All right.
Yeah.
MLB?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We got your CSs lined up, right? Brewers, Dodgers.
Yeah.
And Red Sox, Astros. Game two of that series is tonight, I believe. Red Sox,
I'm
Astros.
All Cerveceros, man. I mean, I know it's 1-1 going back to LA, but yeah. It's got to be the Brewer year. This has to be Brewer magic.
Yeah. I mean, they lost last night.
Yeah.
I mean, but. You
but
know.
Again. Top right. of the ninth, two-run homer,
right.
lose 4-3.
Right.
If it would have been the coup, it would have been a 1-0 loss, and that's where we'd be at.
Yeah, pretty much. That'd be where we're at. So that game is tonight at 6 o'clock as we tape this, so about another hour and a half.
So as you're looking at that,
yeah.
And me crying about the Cubs not being able to score in the postseason,
yeah.
Chili Davis?
Yeah.
Scapegoat?
Clearly his fault.
No, I mean, come on, man. It really. I mean, if you and I sat down for real and yeah. said, does a hitting coach really matter in the MLB?
I would say 75% no.
Okay. So you're telling...
Because once you get there...
Right. You already...
There's a reason you're there.
You've done what you've done your
Correct.
Entire life to get there.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And for some reason, okay. And again with pitching, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a hitting coach and I'm watching you and I look at old tapes of you at LSU and
sure.
you're just crushing it because you're Big Joe and you do what you do.
That's right.
And you come to me and all of a sudden I go, hey, Joe, your right elbow is an inch lower than it was when you were killing it right. at LSU.
Right.
And you're like, what?
Right.
And I'm like, raise your right elbow. Yep. You know? Mm-hmm. And then you're back to being you, yeah. right? I mean,
right.
that's what it's about.
Yes.
It's not about me going, hey, Joe, you know, you've always crowded the plate your entire career and yep. you got to the MLB.
Yep.
I'm going to have you go all the way back and put your, like, back right foot.
Right, right.
No, you don't change people.
No, you don't.
I mean.
Truth. There's tweaks. It's your job to maintain what got them there.
Right. That's the hook.
You're a manager. You're not really so much a coach.
And it's got to be 80% mental, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys that get up there. All right. So anyway, back to Chile. Right. And we're talking about it.
Yeah.
The reason that he got bounced, yeah. as far as I know, was every Cub, and I don't want to say every Cub, but the majority of Cubs hitting Cubs that left said that he did not help them at all, or he was a detriment to them
right.
in their exit interviews.
Yeah.
And that's rare, yeah. right? I mean, normally you just go out and you look your guy in the eye and you go, I'm going to be better next year. Peace.
Right.
See ya.
Deuces. Right. Right.
But
if it's to a person, here's another thing too. We don't know how it was said, right? There are some people you can say the same message, but if it comes from me or it comes from you, it's going to be interpreted differently, maybe because we say it differently or we present the message differently, right?
Man, talk about rich people problems.
Exactly.
Amen to that. Maybe Chili Davis was telling them the same thing that their previous hitting coach was telling them, just a different way.
Right.
And it got lost in translation, right?
Yeah.
Because Chili Davis was a major league pretty good hitter.
They fired a guy that was not unsuccessful.
Correct.
To get him.
Correct.
Right.
So, right, exactly.
If everybody on the team is...
If the stories are true and it's to a person that this guy was a problem or he wasn't a good coach or whatever, then he's got to go.
Right.
That part I understand completely.
But whose tab does that go on? And what we've heard right. is it's split down the middle right now that it was Theo that said it
yeah.
versus Joe.
Joe, right. And so, my opinion is the hitting coach should never be the scapegoat, right? Well, there's always... All
hey,
years,
man,
all
you need years. To fire Greg Walker tomorrow.
I was about to bring up Greg Walker. See, you know more about the White Sox than you let on, oh, sir. Well. Yeah,
that's
Greg,
why I'm
yeah,
here.
Everybody fired on Greg Walker. Like, he was the... Like, it was his fucking problem.
No.
The year before he was the hitting coach, everything was fine.
Yeah. And people, like modeled his hitting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Again... I want to make sure the point is made again that these guys get to the major leagues for a fucking reason.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
It's what brought them there. How they got there is the reason they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's this swing, their elbows off, they lean backwards like Wade Boggs used to do or George Brett used to do or whatever. Whatever it is that brought them to the dance, they're there.
Leave it.
That's what exactly. Leave it
and fix whatever it is
and look it's
yeah
you need to sit there and coordinate and go through the videos and go, okay, this is what you were doing when you were good, here's what you're doing now, do you see the difference? Explain it to them. And this is all something that Chili Davis could have done,
right?
But maybe he didn't do it in a nice friendly way, or he didn't do it in a user friendly way, because I've worked with a ton of people who have given me, you know, quote unquote orders or walking paper, you know, walking whatever.
Walk-in, sure, man.
Where I didn't understand it from this person, but then when this person explained it to me, oh, okay, got it. And it was the same message.
Well,
it's just how it was delivered to me.
And that's what they call unlocking people in the MLB.
Yeah.
Because where they're exactly what you said, they got here for a reason. Right. If they're not producing here.
Right.
There must be something
correct
that they need to unlock.
Either the pitching they're not getting or whatever, but they have to be right. able. They swing the way they swing because that's what brought them here. So let them continue to swing how they swing, but point out, hey, your foot was here to start your, you know, in the box it was here when you were hitting 300. Right. Now that you're hitting 200, your foot's been over here. Why don't you try putting your foot here?
All right. Now
back to where it was.
You were doing the Fred McGriff situation.
Yes.
And lifting your left foot.
Right.
Let's pull that back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, come on. It doesn't take
Tom Amansky to point this stuff out, right? That's right.
If it did, no one would ever have a broken brim.
And everybody would have an awesome hat.
They would. That's it would just right. be a big flat. Just not.
Big old trucker hat.
Oh,
that's
man.
It. That's right. Tom Amansky.
Yeah. Shots it. Fired.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It comes down to this again. It could be the way the message was being delivered.
Yeah.
That happened. And especially with
that's a shame.
A hitter of Chili Davis's quality, which was pretty good. He was a pretty good major league hitter. Not the greatest, but not the worst.
Again,
right?
They fired their hitting coach because Chili right. Davis was cool. available.
Right, right. So, I mean, it could be him just going, Jesus, how do you not see this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, being a bit of a hard ass on him.
Right.
When, you know, when they need a pat on the back instead of a kick in the ass.
Well, and as a little guy, and yeah. I, you know, I love my old man's look-ins and recommendations for life all the way around. Sure. But my old man would always tell me, hey, Jordan's the best player ever. I don't know that means he can coach. Because sometimes
correct.
You see it, mm-hmm. but you can't explain it to somebody else.
Correct.
And, yeah. I mean, Magic, I think, and Jordan were kind of in the same vein.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if Bird was that great of a coach. I mean, yeah. Indiana did what they did, but
right.
you can't teach somebody to be under the rim when they need to be
right.
unless they have it in right. them, right?
And there are people like, I don't know, let's use Mike Krzyzewski as an example. Right?
Right.
He played.
No.
But he didn't.
I know.
And,
I know.
But he understood
right.
the pick and roll. He understood, yeah. you know, 2-3 zone versus a diamond zone. He understood all these things.
I know what needs to happen. I just can't physically do it.
Correct. He doesn't have the physical talent to do it.
Right.
But he can tell other people that, hey, I've seen this. This is what you need to do. Boom, boom, boom. Be here. And he wins basketball games.
Yeah.
Because he's a good communicator and a good X's and O's guy.
Well,
it takes both.
And that's rare.
It takes both. Like we talked about Wansett in the last podcast, right?
We did.
Wani.
Yeah.
Terrible people person.
Yes.
Probably could not convey it at all.
No.
But stone cold.
Yeah, tell me what you think there, Joe. Exactly. What do you think I need to do this week?
But stone cold knows his X's and O's, right? Oh, stone cold. You watch him on games that here in Chicago, they have him on a show, a Bear show on Tuesdays where he breaks down tape of the previous game and points out things that they did well and things they didn't do well, right? It should be a lengthy show this time around. Plenty to look over.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but clearly he's, you know, he knows his X's and O's, but he just couldn't communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the problem that Chili Davis had. Chili Davis clearly knows how to hit in the major leagues.
Right.
He's done it. He's done it well. But he just didn't know how to convey what he knows in his head come out of his mouth.
Or,
and there are tons of people that are like that.
Yeah. I mean, where did he come from?
Where did Chili Davis, you mean, after
his last hitting coach gig?
I'm not 100% sure. If there was only some sort of interconnected network of computers that would tell me these
immediately
things.
I was going to say the Giants.
At my
but
fingertips. Oh, wait. There is. I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Even, but I know he played for the Giants.
And that's where I
don't
was at.
Know too. If he was the hitting coach. Charles Theodore Davis.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to know his full name or not.
I would.
Do you know he's Jamaican American?
I did not know that.
Yeah, sure was.
Jamaican me crazy, Joe.
he was a hitting coach in 2010 for the Dodgers.
Mm.
He was the coaching staff of the Pawtucket Red Sox in 2011. He was the A's hitting coach in 2011. 2014, he was the hitting coach for the Red Sox.
Okay.
And then he was the hitting coach for the Cubs.
But wait a minute.
So Chili Davis left the Red Sox, and they became the best offense in the American League.
Okay. So
that had nothing to do with J.D. Martinez, by the way.
Or
Mookie Betts.
I understand that, but
just kidding.
That's where they got him.
Yes.
He came from the Red Sox.
Yeah. And my point is, again, I stress, the coach helps 20%, 25%, in my opinion.
At the most.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah. Yeah. He's more of a manager.
A reassurance guy. Yeah. It's like, hey, listen,
quality,
don't worry about
quality
it.
Quality control.
Exactly.
Right.
You've done this your entire time getting here.
Yep.
Keep it up, man.
Right. Do that. Yeah. Stay with it. Stay with it. To make sure that, you know, keep them motivated. Keep them in the right mental frame. Don't sit there and go, yeah, your left index finger was separated on the grip, but now it's not. You need to go back. You know what I mean? Like minutia like that.
But there are some cats do that on themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, they watch every...
But that could be part of that guy's process, though.
True.
Right? Like Tony Gwynn used to come back and watch all of his at-bats.
Right. No, and I'm glad you brought that up because it makes me think of Ian Happ and then when they were talking to him about Javier Baez.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man, I hate that guy. And everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
And he goes, he has so much fun. It looks like he doesn't worry about anything.
Right.
I worry about everything.
Yeah.
I worry about every pitch. I worry about where I'm standing in the box. I worry about what's going to happen the next time this guy comes up.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm constantly nervous and concerned the entire game.
Yep.
But I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I want to look like I'm having fun and playing a game.
But you just can't.
You just can't. Right. I mean, people are different, Joe.
That's
This just in.
Yeah, breaking
news. I don't know. Hey, have you heard this? Have you
seen this? Hear about this? Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. And to go back to touch on music real quick about that, Isbell.
Yeah.
Jason Isbell points out that when he's singing at a show, it takes all of his concentration.
Outstanding.
Like he just, it's all he can do to just keep it together for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has to, don't forget the lyrics. This is how this goes. You have to hit this button for the solo while you're singing or whatever.
Exactly.
Whereas if he's just sitting back playing guitar,
with his wife.
Yeah.
Or some other band. He can just be a
guitar player and love life. And he can enjoy gigs. Not that he doesn't enjoy the paycheck that comes with his gigs now, but, you know, it is what it is. By the way, he has a live album coming out at the end of this week.
Yeah,
from the Ryman.
From the Ryman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all going to be from the last three albums, all the songs on it.
I have it pre-ordered.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Maximus.
The little bundle that comes with the things. And the
thing?
The thing? Yeah.
What about the other thing? Is the other thing in there?
Not the vinyl.
It doesn't come with the other thing?
No, I don't do the vinyl.
All right.
That's you, my friend, do the vinyl. And every time we mention this, I say, Joe, do you have a record player yet?
No, I don't have a record player yet. I go, no, I don't.
But you have three albums.
I do.
That is
three vinyls.
Three vinyls that as soon as...
Correct.
I'm going to be there for the christening, my friend.
Yes, for sure. We'll play it. So we're going to briefly touch on the Hawk.
Let's do that.
Hey,
have they lost yet?
No. In regulation, they have not.
Wow.
They've played five games.
Okay.
And they're the only team in NHL history to start the season with five overtime games. Five overtime games. They are 3-0-2.
Is that to Cam Ward's ascent?
Cam Ward's goals against is about 4.25.
Okay.
So no.
Oh, that's not a good thing for him.
No, it's not.
New.
And or not a good thing for the Hawks' defense. It's been terrible.
But they're super old.
Duncan Keith is old. Brett Seabrook's old. But they have a bunch of young kids too.
Okay.
Like Yokoharu, Brandon Manning.
All right.
The problem that I saw last night anyway.
Yeah.
I watched the entire game.
As you were scoring
the game, correct. The young defensemen and to a certain extent too, the young forwards having problems getting the puck out of their own end. Like they get the happy, they get the yips, seemingly.
Okay.
And so they turn the puck over way too much in their own end. Not to say that the vets don't do that, but for the most part, it's been the young guys that have been doing that.
Is that a happy feet quarterback situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They get happy hands. And they right, exactly. Jonathan Toews has been lights out.
Captain Serious, best start
ever. He's been lights out. The guy has been incredible. And I think playing with Alex DeBrincat, who also has been red hot, he had the game winner last night. Not from Johnny Toews, though. Is also a contributor to them scoring a lot of goals anyway, because they're scoring a ton of goals too. They're giving up a ton, but they're scoring a ton.
Well, they have to.
Yeah, exactly correct.
And they're rushing back Crawford. Is what you're saying.
Crawford is due back, from what I've heard, the next game, which I believe is Thursday night. He's going to play.
Ooh.
And I'm not sure. I mean, you can't have Cam Ward out there. Every night, he's going to fall apart.
He will
eventually
implode.
He's going to give up like five goals in a period, and then you're going to pull him. That's going to happen.
And you're going to have to
bring I'm not sure if Corey Crawford's right. I mean, the guy hasn't played in almost a year, a calendar year. He just recently started getting on the ice. He has a from what all the details, a terrible concussion. Just a brutal concussion. I don't know if he can be ready. I don't know if he's, I don't know if giving him just however long it's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks since the season started. I don't think that's enough time.
I don't want to get all Will Smith on you, man.
Yeah.
But Taves, concussion.
Yep.
Year to come back from that, pretty much.
He played, but he wasn't himself.
Now, Hossa, horrible concussions.
Horace had,
I mean, and Hossa then,
had concussions and the goop.
I know, but then it turned into, oh, I can't wear the sweater anymore.
Right.
But concussions have to be part of that, right?
I got to imagine a little part of it, yeah. But that's the Coyotes' problem now. They traded him.
So. I know.
I'm just kidding.
No, but what I'm... But
they
I mean,
did trade him, but...
I guess what I'm getting at is, I mean, Taves was so bad, and Hossa's was so bad.
Yeah.
They had to sit in dark rooms... Yeah. In a chair.
Yeah.
With no stimulation.
No.
You fucking kidding me with that? Right,
yeah.
I mean, whatever you're doing.
I'm sure Crawford would do the same thing.
Maybe worse.
Maybe
I don't know. I don't know.
Right. The concern I have, of course, as everybody, including himself and the coaching staff has, is what happens on the first slap shot he takes to the head. Oof. Because that, I mean, as part of being a goalie, just like part of being a catcher, you're going to get hit in the grill. Like, that's going to happen. How much of that is going to be an issue? The first time he gets run into by the goal, because that happens too. The first time he gets run into by an opposing player charging the net, what's going to happen?
Well, Anthony Miller today.
Yeah.
We saw. I mean,
he was.
Granted, not concussion, but it was shoulder. Yeah. But he went across the middle and just kind of one-armed it.
Right.
So it's like.
The shoulder he had dislocated either. It was his other shoulder. And he took a pass right into the numbers for him to score a touchdown today.
Right. No.
It was a great throw by Trubisky.
I'm just saying.
But I get the point.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard to know what's inside somebody after something horrible happens like that.
And I've never been in that position, so I can't tell you one way or the other if it's mental. Is it physical? Could he literally, could he have lifted his shoulder like that? Could he have gone up with two hands? We don't know. He may be good enough to catch a ball in his chest,
right?
But not good enough to raise his arms to catch a ball over his head. Mitch, down, right?
Right.
And a couple times today, he overthrew Cohen.
And that was early.
Because Cohen...
Well, because Cohen's early. Not...
Cohen's 4'8".
Yeah.
Yeah. How that guy... He amazes me, by the way. He was the man. He was the offense today. And maybe that's the one thing you're looking for in the offense from him, is for somebody like that to take over a game. Because he kind of did in the second half.
He did. Yeah. And I don't think you can rely on it unless it's a gimmick. I mean, he still feels like a gimmick to me.
Yeah, exactly. Because you said this during the game when we were watching it, every carry he gets inside the tackles is one less play he's going to have outside the tackles. Right.
I mean, like, you look at that guy and his size and you're like, okay, maybe he has 300 hits in his life.
Right.
Don't waste them.
Right. In wrestling,
on a 1.5 yard gain.
Yeah, exactly. In wrestling, they call it a bump card.
Okay.
Like your bump card is coming up. Right. There's only so many bumps your body can take. What that number is depends on the body.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only so many plays you can play as a running back. And then finally, that's it.
And that's like a huge cat. I mean, that's an Emmitt Smith type dude.
Yeah.
Not Tariq Cohen.
Yeah. And I just remembered another play that pissed me off.
Okay.
Because there are many.
Well, you know what? Lay it on me, baby.
The fourth and one. When they threw the ball outside instead of, there are five large men in front of you, just either Trubisky take it or...
Yeah. And that was before the fumble.
Correct. That was before the Howard fumble.
Yeah.
And he threw a little bubble screen out or whatever it was to Cohen and he got stuffed.
Now, did Trubisky sneak it twice today on fourth and one?
I think he snuck it, on short yardage.
Okay.
I don't know if it's fourth and one, but definitely a third and one he did, for sure. Which is fine. I'm okay with it. I don't care.
Think completely fine with that,
100%.
Too. 100%. I mean, get him forward, get him down.
Get the first down.
Yeah.
Move on. Yeah.
But
keep the drive going. And if that means Trubisky does a keeper, then he does a keeper.
And the biggest kick in the balls on that play you're talking about was it was a completion. It just didn't get past the first down.
Yeah, exactly. He made the pass, but he didn't get to, he just couldn't get the yard or whatever it was to get the first down.
So is that.
And I don't have a problem with him going forward at that point.
I mean, is that on the receiver for not getting past? Yeah. Okay.
It's got to be on. Or the
at that spot was so generous. It was. We were looking at it, and we were like, had a yard short. It was easily a yard short, but we had like
half a length
of the chain. I know. And I'm like, well, it's better
time,
at least.
And every time they went for it today, I had no problem with it. I had no problem with it. They were all situations.
Sure.
You know, that play, you were at the 32, 35. You're not going to punt the ball there.
And up until today, you had the best defense in the football.
Right.
So
yeah. And they went for it on 4th and 1 at the goal line. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. And, you know, you got stuffed. And then, you know, like I said, the turnovers in the second half is what killed them.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, I'll listen to the radio on the way home after, of course, after I listen to the podcast, but and find out what's wrong with Khalil Mack, how serious it is or isn't. Because the guy was a ghost in the second half.
He was.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see
how many
from our peeps, how many snaps he played. And how many snaps he played in the second half. Because I can't imagine it being
A lot. If you're going to keep him out to keep him ready for next week, I'm good with that. Yeah, if he was in there and you played him anyway and he was just kind of a ghost.
Yeah. And then,
ouch.
And understandably, especially in the towards the end of the third quarter, the Bears were up.
Yeah.
They were up. You didn't need to play him necessarily.
Correct.
So he could have. That's the reason why he could have been a ghost was because, well, the Bears were up, so they just benched him. And he was in the game at the end.
Yeah.
Like at the end, 52 was out there. But I don't know where he was the rest of the half because he wasn't there. I mean, he was just a ghost.
Ryan.
Right, Tom?
Hey!
Tom. Yeah. No.
You.
I know. Look, I understand that he's hurt, which is fine. They just got to come out and tell us. Jeez, relax. Calm down.
Stop being so...
Calm down. Quit being pedantic.
Exactly.
Jesus. Yeah, I know he was out there. Relax.
All right. So you're wearing the top hat. You think you rule the game.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're in tails, bitches. That's right. Oh, boy. That was just... again, a rough game. Just a kick in the nuts. The highs and the lows of the NFL, which is why we still watch.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is great about it. I mean...
It's what makes it... Yeah. That's what makes it it, right?
I mean, honestly, going into this season, we were hoping for a 6-win team, right? I mean,
yeah.
We're like,
if they got 6 wins, it would have been great.
Right. We're thinking that's base, right?
Yeah.
That's our floor.
Yeah.
8's the ceiling.
Yeah.
Now we're looking at 10. Well, and like considering a 10-win season.
They're 3-2. There are 11 games left.
And winning our division.
Right. There's 11 games left. Who knows? Next week, they got the Patriots. The Patriots are always a problem.
Yeah. But this will be the year to get them.
If you're going to, yeah. 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 I mean, the Patriots are the Patriots. They're going to be... But the good news is we're playing at home, which is a plus. Belichick knows the score. 100%. He gets it. So... You know, it's a lot of this is going to depend on Khalil Mack's health, which we'll find out later this week. If he's ready to go and he can play, like he's not, doesn't have any limitations, he may still be banged up, but he can still go, then Bears got a really good chance at home. But if they look like they did today, where they don't tackle on the second level and Patriots will eat that shit up.
But I'm hoping they can use this as motivation.
Yeah.
For next week.
Yeah.
And the weeks to follow.
I hope so. Because, I mean, they did use the Packers' loss, the motivation for the last 3 games after that.
Right?
Certainly. So, hopefully, they'll go, all right, we fucked this up today. Royally. Well, first off, we're going to fire Cody Parkey. And then...
No, we're not.
No, we're not going to fire Cody Parkey.
No, because look at Mason Crosby and look at that kid from the fucking Vikings.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Because, I mean, the stinky pile of kickers is just terrible.
Everything you touch turns to suck. It's official.
Yes.
It is.
The entire pile of kickers is
right?
Suck. Yeah, it's all of it's not good. But like I said, we'll get back after next week, man. The Bears will be on it next week against the Patriots. No more buys. We're all done there.
Yeah.
So it's football every Sunday from here on out.
Yeah, love it.
Except Thanksgiving.
It is everybody's fault but mine.
Amen to that. It is everybody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine, I believe a fine rock band once said.
They did. They asked you to get a monkey off their back as well.
They did. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%. All right. Well, that's been this episode of It's That Podcast, episode 40. You can find us on Facebook.
What do you freaking do?
There you go. That's right. We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at J the letter. Sleet Shirley. You can email us. My email address is joe@itsthatpodcast.com. Jason is jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and I know we enjoyed making it. Bears fans, we know you didn't enjoy the outcome, but we'll get it back.
We did not.
No, but we'll get it back. I'm pretty confident. We'll get back on track.
Happy to be back in Studio B, though.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
It was good to be back in Studio B. Good to see you in person this time. So,
yeah.
We hope you enjoy this episode of It's That Podcast.